You don't have to do a residency right out of school. I said it.
So
I might get some hate for that.
We took a trip to Durham and hung out with some Duke faculty and students at the North Carolina Student Conclave. In this episode, we talked to a couple of Duke faculty residents, doing their residency to become PT faculty. Take a listen as they drop some insight on this pretty innovative residency program. The show is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment needed to apply it. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com. Hey, you want to go to the next conference but don't have the money?
Oh, yeah.
Well, PT Puncast, the APTA, and Aureus Medical Group have your back. Free entry into the conference for you and a guest. $1,000 Visa gift card for you to use on travel, hotel, and food expenses. And we'll make you part of the podcast.
Heck yeah.
How do you win? Enter online at ptpintcast.com or on our social media channels at ptpintcast. It's all powered by Aureus Medical Group. Looking for a job as a physical therapist anywhere in the U.S.? Aureus has you covered. Online at aureusmedical.com and the American Physical Therapy Association at apta.org. Contest ends April 30th, 2018.
Oh my God. Thank you.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Are you ready?
No.
Good. That's the best way to do it. It's the best way to do it. Just turn it on.
Just hold this close to us.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Actually at happy hour after North Carolina Student Conclave, the first annual here at Duke University, the after party, the PT Pub Night. We are at Ponysaurus Brewing Company, and I'm with two Duke University faculty residents. Introduce yourselves.
Yes, hi, I'm Bridget Ripa.
Bridget.
I'm one of the first year Duke faculty development residents.
First year out of two, it's a two-year program,
yes,
right?
Yes, two-year program.
Along with?
And I am Kayla Black.
So Kayla, Bridget.
Yes, sir.
In that order. All right. So first question is always the hardest.
Yikes.
What are we drinking?
Okay. So I'm really boring at breweries because I'm actually allergic to hops.
Wow.
So I can't drink a lot of beers. I'm a little bit limited.
We don't discriminate here on the show.
I know. And I don't discriminate against any other alcohols, but I'm limited to some wine. So I'm drinking a red Cab Sav.
Okay. All right.
Boring.
Kayla.
I like to go a little crazy. So I'm actually having a flight with four different samples.
Yeah.
One is a cider, one is a Saison, and then a reserve and another beer.
Well, Dilly Dilly is the new cheers, so we'll just Dilly Dilly. You pick one of your fly. There we go. Perfect. So at Duke University, where'd you guys go to school? Where'd you go to undergrad? Where'd you go to PT school? Let's get that out of the way.
So I went to undergrad at Virginia Tech. Go Hokies.
I've heard of
it. And then I did PT school at Duke.
My undergrad was Arizona State University.
Sun Devils.
And I also went to PT school at Duke.
Okay. So now we learned about this residency program at CSM a couple weeks ago. Kyle Covington, who's actually in the background here, told us about it. It's a little bit different. And I thought, hey, we got two residents currently at Duke doing the program. I wanted to get it from your perspective. So real brief, real quick, what is it in a nutshell? How would you describe it?
We can tag team-based learning. It's a two-year program. We are responsible for our own didactic material and modules like each month. And each month has certain themes for our education. And then we also basically at this point TA in a lot of classes. But as we go along and progress in the residency, we'll be more responsible for course content and actual like course directing and things like that.
So you went to PT school, you became PTs.
Yes.
And now you want to be faculty. And instead of just jumping in and trying it, you're saying, hey, what if we take an educational approach to education?
Yes.
So how long were you guys, just real quick, how long were you guys practicing or in between PT school now?
I graduated in 2013, so it's been about 5 years for me.
Yeah, and I graduated in 2014, so I'm approaching my fourth year. And I think part of the reason I wanted to do this residency is because I found that there were so many aspects of patient care and so many different aspects of being a clinical instructor that I really enjoyed. It's a unique residency in that it doesn't prepare you to take a board exam, right? So many residencies go towards
that.
Right.
Right, right, right.
And we have this tremendous opportunity. We have the ability to transition from the clinician role into a faculty role while getting mentored by literally everyone on the Duke faculty.
And the students, because you're teaching part of the time. So it's like trial by fire, and students don't hold back.
Like Kayla said, it's a really unique opportunity because none of us as clinicians have ever been trained in education or educational theory or how to educate higher level learners. And so
it's a different thing.
A whole different perspective. So for me, you know, I hear about a lot of young faculty, even at CSM, you know, coming up to us and saying, so what is this residency? How does it work? Saying, man, I wish I would have had something like that. You know, I got thrown in on day one to give a lecture and, you know, things like that. So I think it's a really nice way to learn about those aspects, but then also everything that goes into being a faculty member that's not teaching, which I feel like I didn't really even have a whole grasp on before starting the residency.
Like so what?
Just, I think, different like interpersonal relationships and dynamics and how...
Interpersonal amongst other faculty or instructor to student?
Yeah, I think both. Things that we're becoming more aware of as residents that we were completely shielded from as students in the same program that we're now in. So it's been kind of interesting in that sense, I think.
The show is brought to you by Arias Medical Staffing. Quite simply, I could talk on and on about Arias, and I do on the show, because they've supported us from the start. But what Arias does is they find you a job wherever you want to go. They've got placements, jobs for PTs in all 50 states. That's how many there are, right? 50? Right. 50 states in all settings. So where do you want to go? Check out where their jobs are. Talk to a recruiter. And again, want to make sure you know, this doesn't cost you the PT anything, all right? You just get to go do the thing you want to do, treat patients where you want to do it, and get paid for it. AURUSmedical.com. That is where you can find them. Talk to a recruiter there. Benefits go with it. Go here, try this. Don't like the area? Go somewhere else. Short and long-term assignments. You can travel from position to position or take some time off in between. Listen, you put a lot of work into becoming a physical therapist. Do it on your terms now. Travel the country getting paid to be a PT. AURUSmedical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Favorite thing you've learned so far, like, you know, lesson that you've said, yeah, wow, didn't think this was coming, and then it hit you.
Mine isn't necessarily like a specific lesson, but the difference in students now versus like when we were, and I don't feel like we're that far out of school.
I was going to say, you guys just out of school a couple
years.
You
know, but students are very different. I'm not saying in bad ways. Their ability to like seek out information is really, really good. And I guess if you think this is kind of a generation that always had some sort of smartphone.
Didn't know what it was like not to have, not only
right.
The internet.
Yeah.
A smartphone, the internet in your pocket.
Yeah, so I think it makes me stay on my toes. You know, I feel I kind of have to really... So just even being able to adapt to the types of students now, I think the students are getting higher and higher level.
I feel like we're so new to this residency that I don't know that I've had my aha moment yet. But I think one thing we're starting to get a perspective of is the fact that there are so many things that faculty members are involved in. And as a student, you only see the side of the delivery, and you don't realize all the time and thought that goes into prepping it and designing the curriculum and all the other little things, whether it be research or service.
Discussion. What was today? Oxford debates, like attending an Oxford debate on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess from the side of the student, you don't really see how much truly goes into what it means to be a faculty member. And I think that that's the most exciting thing about it, is there are so many things that you can do as a faculty member that can have a profound impact on both the entire profession from a research standpoint and then on the students from the educational standpoint.
What made you decide, was there an aha moment that made you say, I want to be an educator in physical therapy? Or when was that moment for you? Because there must have been, because you're doing a residency in it.
We were really fortunate at Duke that we have a ton of wonderful faculty. And
they're listening to this, so they're probably going to get
some
points.
I know, that's why I'm giving them a nice little
marked
shout out here. For me, it was specific educators and then clinical instructors that just, I felt like had a really positive impact on me, and I felt like I wanted to do the same.
What about you?
I think my desire to want to go into education kind of came from two different aspects. One of those being the students that I served as a clinical instructor to, or students that observed under me, I felt like they were lacking in some basic knowledge content areas that I'm passionate about, specifically cardiopulmonary physical therapy. And I wanted to change the way that that was taught, because I felt like when I went through my program, I thought the content was delivered very well. And I just felt that students should be able to apply it across multiple disciplines. And sometimes they just couldn't connect the dots between the practice patterns. From another aspect of it, working as a clinician, I saw the way that a lot of people sort of became complacent. And it drove me crazy that people didn't want to look through the literature or go to national conferences. And those are the things that just like really get me going. You could ask Bridget at CSM.
Bridget's off mic, just nodding.
At CSM, I have serious fear of missing out. So I go to...
Got the FOMO.
Every single educational session.
She doesn't sleep for days.
Yeah.
And then I try to go to all of the social events. So all of CSM,
me
I slept
too.
Maybe 3 to 4 hours every single night.
It's like a weekend in Vegas.
And it's, I told the students before we were going, I was like, CSM is literally like my Disneyland.
You seem like you're in the right spot. You seem very fired up.
Right.
Want to thank our friends from Arias Medical Staffing. They're our lovely sponsors. So where are you guys from geographically?
I was born in Washington, D.C. and grew up in Northern Virginia.
Okay, how about you?
I'm from Michigan. I grew up outside of Flint.
Yes, you've been all over. So Arias is a company that finds PTs jobs all over the country, any state, any setting. They get you hooked up. We do like to remind people, because some students will say, oh, you like a job service. How much does it cost? Nothing. I mean, they have a lot of jobs in all states. Yes, people always ask. Yes, Hawaii. Yes, Alaska. Yes, Colorado. Yes, California. Yes, Florida. All the sunny and snowy and fun states. They got them. So check them out online, AURUSmedical.com. They'll get you a recruiter. And again, doesn't cost you anything to look around, at least. So you guys ready for 3 questions? You didn't prep for this. Ready for it? Okay, so I asked the geographic question. 3 questions powered by RAS Medical Staffing. If you could go and be an educator, because that's where you're going to be, for 13 weeks, a short-term assignment to somewhere in the United States, where have you always wanted to go?
I feel like it's such a boring answer, but I'd go to Hawaii in a second.
How is that boring?
I don't know. I just feel like that's such a standard answer, but Hawaii.
Because it's awesome.
Because it's awesome. It's the beach. I feel like people, like I feel like PTs probably treat barefoot there. Why not?
All right, where are we going geographically, Kayla?
So geographically, I would probably go to southwestern Colorado because I'm a mountain girl. It's kind of funny. I'm the opposite of Bridget. I'm not very much of a beach person. But the patient population I work with, not very many of them live at high altitude because it would be very difficult.
Gotcha. That's cool.
So I'd have to change the type of patients that I treated.
Gotcha. All right, we'll stay with you for question number 2. What's something you read that really, really inspired you?
I'm reading a book about how to be successful in, like, as a woman in higher education, and it addresses this
seems
concept
like
called imposter syndrome.
Oh, yes. We've heard about that on the show a few times. Yeah.
So I think that that's one thing, and the book essentially is kind of helping you realize why you have these feelings of imposter syndrome and how to overcome it. So I'm not through the book yet, but it's really been eye-opening how basically from when I was a child, I was basically set up to have imposter syndrome.
Same question.
I kind of have a two-part answer.
That's allowed here.
The first one would probably be, and I feel horrible because I don't know the author, but the book is called Where is the Mango Princess?
Okay.
And it's written by the wife and caregiver to a man who had a traumatic brain injury. Most of my work has been in inpatient rehab, neuro, stroke, and brain injury. It is just such a fantastic view of the caregiver side of things to a TBI patient. And then I'm going to work on our residency here. A paper that we've been citing a lot, even just this week, is the Glamma White paper.
Okay.
By Shane Snowden, and it's a paper about recommendations would probably be the best characterization for the LGBTQ community, and we've been using it a lot in our module for this month, but
cool.
Very, very inspiring stuff.
Like it. All right, we'll stay with you. Last question on 3 questions. Who is someone in the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about?
Kyle Covington,
yeah.
For sure.
Oh. Smart. Cite the
professor. He is my supervisor.
So Bridget's going to know who I say because I talk about it all the time. And it's actually Mary Massery.
Oh, yeah. We had her on the show. If you can't breathe, you can't function.
I had heard about some of her concepts in school, and last summer I finally got to go to one of her courses.
Did she teach it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
even better.
She was
yeah.
teaching it. I think it just brought to light so many things and connected a lot of dots for me.
Okay.
She does this brief little section on like how to make an impact on your patient in 30 seconds. And so there are these quick interventions that I've implemented in my practice, and patients say, oh my gosh, that's so much better than, you know, how I was before.
Yeah. Last part of the show, all right, the entire episode, we call it a pint, but before we're done with the pint, we do shots.
Oh, do we?
Well, parting shots of wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Wisdom.
I don't know what you're thinking.
This is the parting shot.
The parting shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission, to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
What's one thing you'd leave the audience, let's for you guys, have to call the audience students or students in the future that you'll be educating. What's one thing you'd leave with them? Parting shot.
I would say don't undermine your ability to have an impact on somebody's life.
Boom, drop the mic. All right, Bridget, you're up.
I got to think about that one.
Drink what you think.
That's a big one.
It's the kind of questions I ask here on the show.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say as an educator, as somebody speaking to a lot of students, you don't have to do a residency right out of school. I said it.
So
I might. I might get some hate for that. I don't know.
You're saying like maybe be a really great generalist for a while.
Oh, I think I will
then
say
specialize.
I am a specialist. However, I believe that you have to be a really good generalist.
A kick-ass
first.
Generalist.
A kick-ass generalist first.
Yeah. That's all right, ladies. Appreciate your time here at Ponysaurus, and good luck. I'd love. This is your. You're in the first year of the residency.
We are. We're 3 months in.
Well, open invitation. It's a 2-year residency. I'd love to hear you year two, or maybe just after, or you know, it's an open bar, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Jimmy.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.